At KUAF, we continue to greatly enjoy our new facility at the corner of Mountain and School Streets in downtown Fayetteville. But what most listeners don't know is that we have, surrounding the facility, a very old-fashioned, some might say, even ancient, garden. But Ozarks at Large nature essayist Joe Neal took notice.
The words Prairie Township may still be recognized by a few local surveyors, but mention it to any one of Fayetteville's 73,000 folks, and you get blank stares. Prairie? Township? Once upon a time, Frank Pierce snuck up on a herd of buffalo in what, within a few years, would be Prairie Township. Almost 200 years later, we call it Fayetteville. Maybe this is a good time to listen in on buffaloes. I recorded them talking about something at the Nature Conservancy's Tallgrass Prairie Preserve in northeastern Oklahoma. There were bison here two centuries ago, but no iPhones, Walmart, Tyson's, University of Arkansas, and no KUAF. Open prairie with native bluestem grasses and sunflowers ruled where today is an overflowing farmer's market. The original Tallgrass Prairie extended across 200 million acres north, south, and west of northwest Arkansas. It was a country of sunflowers taller than a horseback rider like Frank Pierce. It was Native America, too. Pierce hoped to avoid buffalo hunting Osages as he was sneaking around in a country then closed to white settlers. I was thinking about this during a recent walk around flower gardens at KUF Studios, corner of Mountain and School in Fayetteville. The gardens honor the memory of Barbara Dillard and the Parks family of Prairie Grove. In early July, they were ablaze with tall spikes of purple gay feathers. They blaze on even in high heat and extended drought. In late July, glorious masses of black-eyed Susan steal the eye show along the streets and parking areas of this older section of Fayetteville. Cardinals sing even in modern Prairie Township. Here's one now. Not all plants in the gardens are local. The lovely Japanese maples come to mind here, but many are relatives of grasses and flowers with a long botanical lineage here. Indian grass and big bluestem compete for attention with bright flowers. Pollinating bees and butterflies make the flower beds a busy place. This is about as close a connection as possible to prairie days in central urban Fayetteville. And the garden is something for us all year. Last winter, when the year's flowers were gone, I enjoyed the tall remains of big bluestem grass with its seed head shaped like a turkey's foot, and what was left of the fluffy plume atop Indian grass. This little prairie patch can be relegated to a blur in the hurry along School Street, but there's a treat for walkers or drivers with a moment to spare. Here is a space, tied to local history, to pause and enjoy.
Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir, is published by Half Acre Press.